Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Let's go around the entire NFL and dip in to some gridiron gravy. And we start with this. Don't forget, training camp starts tomorrow. The rookies are already there. And over the weekend for the Dallas Cowboys, all of the rookies arrived at the Star. The Cowboys have 22 rookies under contract, all seven draft picks, and 15 rookie free agents who signed back in May. The rest of the Cowboys are set to arrive tomorrow. For now, six players from five different teams have been put on the Corona reserve list. That includes John Vay Johnson, a wide receiver that will not make the Cowboys, but is part of the crew for now. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Maybe he can make the Cowboys. But he is going to be slowed down because he was one of the people put on the initial Corona injured list or the Corona reserve list. Also, if you're looking for more players, no player tryouts will be taking place once training camp starts. You get your 80, but the league issued a memo on Friday that says teams may not conduct any tryouts either at the team facility or anywhere else. This was all part of the bigger agreement reached over the weekend that will allow training camp to start on Tuesday. So, as part of the deal, the NFL and the NFLPA said there will be no impact to the 2020 salary cap. It will remain at $198 million. So as long as these games take place, there should be no change to player pay either. Where it goes from there is the cap cannot go lower than $175 million next year, but it can go higher if revenues are better than expected. So think about it from this perspective. For the last, I think, like seven or eight years, the cap has gone up at least $10 million every single year. Now, what they've agreed is the cap could go down as much as $23 million next year, which you factor in the 10 you thought it was going to go up, and instead it goes 23. That's a giant difference of $33 million right there. However, what they built in was the cap can go back up if maybe eventually you are allowed to get fans in or whatever else and revenues are not, they don't take as much of a hit as anticipated. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm really curious in the future how agents are going to approach that with owners, or if they're going to continue to be like, well, that's a your problem. You have to figure out how to work that cap situation. We still got to get the max for our quarterback.
I don't think that is going to be realistic. But then again, they came to this agreement rather easily. It seems like the monetary stuff was way less of an issue. So all the players ended up giving up was $17 million per team in deferred compensation. So not saying they won't get it. It's just going to be deferred Bobby Bonilla style, except not that far in the future. That is a really low percentage. That's less than 10% of the overall cap. And remember, originally the NFL was like, we want 35%. And the NFLPA was like, well, you can go to hell. And they're like, all right, 9%. And so it seems like the players actually might have won this battle, unless you're an owner and you're like, yeah, but I start making all the money, so just, I don't care. Just go with whatever.
I just need them to get out there and play some football so that I can continue to make all the money.
Which is entirely possible.
Wait, are we seeing that the NFL owners weren't as greedy as we typically view them to be? Is that what we're what's happening
okay.
Here?
That may be. But I have a different theory on that. Okay. Is I think they were just being as greedy as always, but they just realized, look, no football means this amount of money. Yes, football means this amount of money. So go ahead and concede their chump change that they think they won. And in reality, we win. Because the players, like, instead of losing 35%, they lost 9%. So, like, woohoo, 26% of our salary. The owners are like, hey, look at all the billions extra we're going to make now.
That's fair. Maybe I was too cynical. I looked at this as, and maybe this is kind of what MLB had, the owners probably could view this as an opportunity to open up the CBA and maybe crack into something more that they would want. And they did not do that here, which I guess makes me view them as not as terrible as I thought they were.
Well, I mean, good. I need you to have some positivity in this. You want positivity. I still think this is a bad idea. Alex Smith has been medically cleared to return to full football activity.
Great.
I don't think he'll take another snap in the NFL.
Okay.
Do you think because he doesn't want to, or because teams won't allow him to?
Is he still under contract with Washington?
Washington football team?
I believe so.
I just think that he'll be the backup to the backup. I think this is somewhat a medically cleared too, that he probably is medically cleared, but that they don't have to keep paying for his health.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So now it's like you're medically cleared. So if, you know, we can release you now and you're not, you know, one of those things where we might have to pay for another 5 years of rehab.
He is still under contract. If they bailed on him now, it would be a $32 million hit. After this year, it's only 10. So
okay. He'll be on the team this year.
All right.
But he will not take a snap. I don't think they're going to have him take a snap.
If I told you that Alex Smith has the sixth best win percentage by a quarterback taken number one overall in the common draft era,
I would say you're correct, because that's a weird thing to put him at sixth.
I believe it, too, because like he's the type of dude who's consistently gets out there, and he's solid and pretty good, and then he just consistently has someone better come through and happen to take his job.
Can you name the five above him?
The number one overall pick since when?
Since 1967, which is the common draft era. That is incorrect.
Well, then I quit.
I don't know if I can do this.
Freaking 1-15 crushed him.
It did.
He actually went 0-11, I think, was his record to start his career.
Yeah, he didn't even win that.
Since we're doing so swimmingly, it looks like...
Peyton Manning, number one on the list at 70.2%. Alex Smith is 58.4%.
I'll go the other way. Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell is not on the list.
Poor decision there.
I bet Jameis Winston didn't make top five.
He is not on the list.
Jeff George.
He is not on the list.
Jared Goff.
He is on the list at number five at 61.1%.
Tim Couch isn't on there.
Tim Couch is not on the list.
Neither would Baker Mayfield.
Or David Carr, not on the list.
Vic?
Number one overall.
Vic, not, no.
Okay.
No.
Dang it.
Not it was on the list.
That wasn't a bad guess, though, honestly. He probably made it close.
Carson Palmer?
Not on the list. Remember, there were quarterbacks taken before the 1990s, if you need a little
bit. Drew Bledsoe.
No.
Dang it.
Drew Bledsoe was taken.
John Elway.
John Elway is number three on the list, 64.1%.
Is one Cameron Newton on the list?
He is not on the list.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Dang.
Peyton Manning,
number one.
Going
way, are we going before John Elway?
There is definitely one before John Elway on the list.
I don't know who went first before John Elway.
You hate him. You should hate him.
Eli Manning?
No.
Buddy
what?
Ryan.
How is he before John
Elway? Oh, sorry. I was thinking about something else.
Dwayne Wade.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw, 67.7%, number two. So it goes like this. Peyton, Terry Bradshaw, John Elway, Colonel Andrew Luck, then Jared Goff, and Alex Smith is sixth on the list. He is cleared for full physical football activities.
I bet you thought we'd do better than what we did.
You know what? I did think y'all would do better than you actually did.
Sorry.
Steve, where's Steve DeBerg on that list?
Yeah, he
not
absolutely needs to be on
the list.
First pick.
Let's go to the Giants, who it took them a minute, but they finally did the right thing. They let go of their kicker, Aldrick Rosas, for being a terrible human being who makes terrible decisions.
Is that why
they
lose
a tough
them?
Decision, because Jason Garrett does not like getting rid of kickers.
That is true. They signed Chandler Catanzaro in his stead.
He's solid. He's a solid kicker.
Let's go to the Minnesota Vikings. Dalvin Cook said over the weekend, I haven't heard from Mike Zimmer, because, you know, he's like doing his holdout and all that. So then Dalvin Cook followed up and he told the running backs coach he planned to report to spring training after he did text back and forth with Mike Zimmer to straighten things out. So looks like he'll be there on Tuesday, unless, of course, you listen to his agent who saw this report, and he was like, no, I dispute that. We did not say that we would show up to training camp on Tuesday. We'll see what happens. Do you think Dalvin Cook will get paid like Zeke did? Or like some?
I think he has a good chance because Zimmer is a little bit old school and thinks that you can't win without that guy.
And they just weren't running the ball a lot. Isn't their offensive coordinator like Kubiak?
Yeah.
And they're going to want to run the ball a lot and play action off of it.
Yeah. I think he'll get paid handsomely. Maybe not as much or more than Zeke, but I think he'll be paid in that group. Because
I'm with Corey around that number.
Because of usage. That's one of those sometimes the reasons I think a guy does deserve it. Whenever you are getting used that much, you're a big portion of what that team wants to do.
All right. And last thing I got for you, the NFL is also, as part of their agreement, players that attend high-risk events and get coronavirus can face team discipline and maybe lack of pay.
Would Magic City be on the list?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, look, you could say what you want about Magic City serves food, but you know that's going to be put on the high risk.
They don't just serve food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They serve, incredible
experiences.
Food.
I heard they have seafood there.
Yeah, no, it's actually a restaurant.
So you could go get crabs?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.